This is the Music Mentor Podcast. What is going on, my friends? This is Demian, your host of the Music Mentor Podcast, and welcome to episode number 200. That is right. The little podcast that could, a podcast that it lasts usually less than 15 minutes. I want to thank all of you for every single play, every click, every like on every post I ever made. It really means the world to me. And I'm going to be talking a lot about that in the next few minutes, but I cannot thank you enough. It really means the world to me. And, you know, to look back and see how life has flown by, and 200 episodes later, I'm still doing it with the same love and excitement every week. It's just outstanding. So thank you very much. I want this podcast to continue to grow, to continue to bring you interesting, challenging, forward-thinking opinions and insights into what the music business is, what it's like to be a professional musician, all the doubt, all the everything having to do with self-belief as well, and all the sort of obstacles that we might fail, the adversity, and also the great times, the beautiful times, the really enjoyable and fulfilling things about this world and art, and all those things that I think allow me to be vulnerable and show you from a first-person perspective what it's like to go through a lot of these things. And you know, it's been a true joy. And today's episode is going to be a little bit more about that, reviewing a couple of the topics that I have spoken about, and just to give you an idea of what I plan to do with this podcast and to ask you a few questions. But as always, I would love to give a shout out to the wonderful companies that I endorse: Zildjian Cymbals, Vader Drumsticks, LP Percussion, Remo Drumheads, whom I've recently switched to and I couldn't be happier, Simpat Accessories, Gibraltar Hardware, Yuka Tape, U-Bass by Kala Brand, Nirvana Hand Pants, and of course, last but not least, my dear friends from Ultimate Ears, in-ear monitors. And if you are looking to purchase a set of in-ears, if you want to just get the most badass listening experience in your possession, look no further. Whether it's in-ears or ear protection, such as, you know, earplugs, or also molded earplugs, or also a Bluetooth speaker. Look no further, like I just said. Check out Ultimate Ears, check out their website, and if you like what you see, you can reach out to my friend Joe Lester, who works for Ultimate Ears, and he's in LA. So if you want to get molded or anything like that, or you want to ask questions or demo any of the products, go on over to the Ultimate Ears office at Third Encore in North Hollywood, and just try to see Joe and he'll hook you up. And also, if you're looking to purchase something, I'm going to give you a code that you can email him at ultimateaudiojoe@gmail.com, and you give him the code DA20, DA as in Demian Arriaga, 20 as in 20, and you'll get a 20% discount across the board. So if you are a listener to this podcast, I ask you to give me a couple of minutes while I talk to the new listeners, and this will all make sense in a second. But if you are a new listener, if you have no idea what this podcast is about, the way I could explain it to you is that as a teacher, as an educator, as somebody that loves giving and sharing knowledge, I felt a need to do something even further than my teaching in person with music, with my one-on-one drum, bass, and guitar students. And I wanted to serve more as a mentor. I wanted to focus on something bigger than myself and try to share as many things as I could and try to reveal certain ways of thinking and putting things in perspective and maybe perhaps showing some kind of shortcuts. And I mean that in the nice way, the nicest way possible, for people, listeners, somebody that knows somebody that might need this podcast and so on and so forth, so that they can have a more enjoyable life within this business, and so that they understand that dreams do come true and what elements we might need aside from talent to enhance the probabilities of our dreams and our goals coming true. The way I always try to describe this podcast is that I always try to motivate, inspire, challenge, and empower the listeners, you, through anecdotes, through opinions, and again, through putting things in perspective, through interviews as well with other professional musicians that I think you guys like listening to those, not only because my voice gets a little tiresome, but it's always good to hear somebody else, not just, you know, giving you a one-sided opinion, but actually have this push and pull and an interesting conversation about certain topics and how every musician's journey is different. And at the same time, a lot of us have this common denominator or a group of personality traits and things that are a glue and are something that has helped us develop our musicality, our personalities, our creativity, our professionalism, and more. Now, if you're asking yourself, like, okay, cool, that sounds interesting, what kind of topics do you talk about? What can I expect? And the reality is that I try to speak about the most broad ranging of topics within music. And I have spoken about, like I said, if you're a new listener, I have spoken about things such as visualization, geographical positioning. And what I mean by that is when we're moving from a different city to pursue our dreams and goals. I've spoken about getting that big break in music. I've spoken about lack of self-belief, the imposter syndrome, auditioning. I've talked about jealousy within music. I've talked about health and wellness. I've talked about drugs and alcoholism. I've spoken about quitting all those things and being straight edge. I've spoken also about practicing proper preparation, preventing poor performance. I've spoken about a whole different range of topics that always have the aim to help you and to instruct you and to give you tools that if you, of course, you need to live these things and you need to go through these experiences yourself to learn, but you might be warned and you might have a happy sort of feeling or you might feel like you have an ally with you at all times. That's what I dream of. That's what I want. That's what I want you to see me as: a friend, a mentor, somebody that is there for you and somebody that you can reach out to and ask questions at all times. I try to do my best to reply to emails, to Instagram messages, tweets, and all that. And I encourage you to continue to do that and ask me more specific questions because I want to help you. Now, one of the things that I wanted to tell you, all of you, including my new listeners and, of course, my loyal ones, is that I am trying to take this mentorship to a whole new level, and I'm going to be offering very soon one-on-one coaching and music mentor sessions via FaceTime, via email, and a couple of different ways that I'm going to try to make happen. So that's one thing that I wanted to make that a little announcement of or about. I also wanted to let you guys know that I want to enhance this podcast as much as possible. So I want to hear from you and want to know your feedback about different modalities, different things that I can do. I've heard a lot of people, you know, being Latino, I also don't want to exclude my Spanish-speaking audience. So I might start doing a lot more content in Spanish. And, you know, I'm always trying to grow. I did this so that I could do something bigger than myself or for other people. And I also did it because it terrified me, because I was very scared to do these things. And, you know, one of the things that I have learned is the joy, the rewards, the infinite rewards that I get from doing something that implies me stepping out of my comfort zone and helping others and trying to do my best as I humanly can to worry about other people's needs and trying to push them to be the best version of themselves artistically, professionally, personally, and musically, of course. See, that all sounded so selfless and nice, but now I'm going to ask you for a favor. I would love it if you please continue to share the episodes, to retweet it, to share on your stories, to rate the podcast and leave a review on iTunes, because it all helps with the algorithms, and it always helps to get bumped up in the iTunes store and all those other things. So, or iTunes, you know, Apple Music platform. So more people can find it easier and quicker and better. And if you have somebody that you know in your life that's a young musician, or somebody that feels lost, or somebody that you know that could use a mentor, or could use a friend, or could use somebody to push them or to set them straight or kick them in the butt, so to speak, send them my way. Send them to this podcast, and they can find me on every platform, either under my name, Demian Arriaga, or the Music Mentor Podcast. And I will always try to help. That's how you help me help you, and vice versa. And we'll help both somebody that might need it and we don't know. So with that said, I want to thank you all so much. I really appreciate it. And I will see you, hopefully, for the next 200 episodes and more. This was the Music Mentor Podcast.